Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what, I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3, here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
This is Sheffield Live.
Midweek, and we're gonna make it special.
he soon departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting higher and higher. All right.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show. Thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I'm playing for you today. Here we go. Three from the 60s got the second hour underway. We started 1968. Oh, it's come back on. It didn't do that when I played it earlier. There we go. There we go. It shouldn't come back on now. Three from the 60s got the second hour underway. We started 1968 with Amen Corner and Bend Me, Shape Me. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 3. Then it was 1969 for Jackie Wilson and Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 4. Was reissued 1975. 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 25. A second reissue, 1987, 7 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 15. And we finished 1963 with the Crystals and Do Ron Ron, 16 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 5. You ready? Who am I? Here's your first clue. I was born Arnold George Dorsey, May the 2nd, 1936, Madras, British India. It's now known as Chennai. And I was one of 10 children to my parents, Mervyn Dorsey, who was an NCO in the British Army stationed in Madras, and my mother, Olive. My family and I moved back to the UK when I was 10 years old. Your first fact for today? Excuse me, I got obviously I got more on desk than usual. This day, 1983, Spandau Ballet enjoyed their only week at number one in the UK album charts with the album True. Right, we're off to the 70s. First up, 1971, track one, side one of the Hunky Dory album, David Bowie and Changes. Then it's 1972 for Lou Reed and Hanging Round, track four, side one of the Transformer album.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man. Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes. It's gonna have to be a different man. Now I may change me. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up and out of it.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me. Time may change me. You can't twist time. Strange fascination. Taking the face I'm gone.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
'73 there for Mud and Hypnosis. 13 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 16. You ready for your next clue? Here we go. I began learning the saxophone, and by the early 1950s, I was playing in nightclubs. I didn't actually start singing until my late teens, and when I did, I changed my name to Jerry Dorsey. Okay. Next fact for you. Here we go. Sorry, it fell over. This day, 1982, the UK number one. It was the 500th UK number one. And it was topped the charts on UK charts on this day. It was Nicole and A Little Peace. There we go. I'm talking of the 80s because that's where we're headed now. 1983, the Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now. 15 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 4. Then it's back to 1980 for Elvis Costello and the Attractions. And I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. Peaking at number 4, but this time it spent 8 weeks on the UK chart.
Picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears and we cry until dawn.
Time.
1981 there for Books, Fizz and Piece of the Action. 9 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 12. How are you doing with Who Am I? Here we go, here's your next clue. In 1959, I signed to Decca Records after I won a talent contest in the Isle of Man. My first single, Crazy Bells, failed to chart. I then moved to Parlophone Records and I took part in a tour along with Billy Fury, Vince Eager and Terry Dean. But still, success eluded me. Okay, here we go. Your final fact of the day. This day, 1971, two films made by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Apothesius, Apothesius, and Fly, were shown at the Cannes Film Festival. All right, we're off to the 60s. First up, 1965, Fontella Bass, Rescue Me, 10 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 4. Then it's staying in 1965 for Dusty Springfield and In the Middle of Nowhere. Once again, 10 weeks on the UK chart, but this time peaked at number 8.
You and your love to come on and rescue. baby, you know that I love you. But I can't wait forever. Where does our love lie? In the middle of nowhere. How can you let it die? In the middle of nowhere. Are you gonna leave me? Leave my heart astray? I'm in the middle of nowhere. Come and show me the way.
'68 there for Betty Everett, and it's In His Kiss, 7 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 34. How are you doing with Guesselink? Do you need the final clue? You don't, do you, Tony Green? Well done, Tony, out there. Yes, he's got it. He nailed it. Here we go, then. If you're struggling, this one should give it away. In 1955... 65. I'm telling you, my writing is worse. 1965, I changed my name to the one I am most famous as. The change paid off 2 years later when my single Release Me topped the UK charts, keeping the Beatles off the UK number one slot with their Strawberry Fields Forever. And an interesting note, I didn't know this till I found this out, one of the session musicians was a certain Jimmy Page. All right, off to the 70s we go. First up, 1972, CCS and Brother. 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 25. Following that, 1976, the Bellamy Brothers and Let Your Love Flow. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaking at number 7.
You'll know what I mean. It's the season. those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under its loving embrace. Just feel the thunder as it warms your face. You can't hold back. Just let your love flow like a mountain stream, and let your love grow with the smallest of dreams, and let your love show. And you'll know what I mean. It's the season. Let your love fly like a bird on the wing, and let your love find you to all living things, and let your love shine. With the
1973 there for Roxy Music and Street Life. 12 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 9. Did you get the answer? The answer was, well, is. The answer is Engelbert Humperdinck. There we go. So I'm going to play for you from 1971, a song called Another Time, Another Place.
The candles flicker in the fading light. I sit alone and watch that lonely night. I see you everywhere, and I try desperately to hide. Another time, another place, I see that old familiar face, and I try hard to catch your eye. Another road, another mile, I see that old familiar smile, but you'll be with somebody new. Another night, another day, I'll see you standing in my way. I'll stop and say hello, my friend. I try to run away from sad regrets. The bitter wine won't help me to forget that I locked up my heart and threw away the precious key. Another time, another place, I see that old familiar face, and I try hard to catch your eye.
Your answer, Engelbert Humperdinck. I'm going to finish on this. It's a backup. It's 1988. It's Voice of the Beehive, Don't Call Me Baby. This is Steve Roden saying take care of yourselves. I'll see you soon. Bye.